Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, it's an all-pundit show with Joe Guild, Ray Bacon, and Andy Peterson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel, and we're going to utilize them for the whole show today because we have lots to talk about. Andy Peterson is here. He's the Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. Ray Bacon is Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, and the attorney Joe Guild. Pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out with what was released late last week, which was that they figured out a way now to pay the teachers' raises. They're going to divert the money from the rainy day fund and use all that marijuana tax money to go towards the teachers' raises, which is what a lot of the public thinks that should have been done in the first place. And the other part that may be a little bit more controversial is giving the counties the opportunity to put on a quarter cent sales tax. And either it's an enabling legislation, either they can do it themselves or they can put it to the vote of the people. Some folks like me would say, you know, you're passing the buck from the state to the counties.
Right. And one of the things about enabling the counties, some of these counties have very small boards, you know, three people. So three people make a tax decision for the entire county rather than allowing the people to make it. That would be problematic in my view. I also think that maybe the legislature is just punting this down so they can say they didn't raise taxes. And I think that is going to be the challenge and the debate.
Right. I agree. That's hard. You know, it's going to be very difficult. If you're going to do allow the counties to do a 0.25% increase in the sales tax, allow them to do a 0.25% increase in the gaming tax. That would be interesting.
And I raised that issue with the majority leader, and that apparently did not come up as a discussion point. It's been a long time since we've seen any kind of raise in the gaming tax.
Goes back to the Gwynne administration.
Right. So, and even then, it wasn't any kind of huge increase. We still have the lowest gaming tax in the nation.
By half.
By a huge percentage.
Well, we have one of the highest sales taxes in certain counties in the nation, too. So you add another quarter cent to what's already there, and people pay, the people that can least afford it have to pay a sales tax.
Right. It is the most regressive form of tax.
Yeah.
Because everybody has to pay it, and there's no getting away from it. Do you think that the commissioners will vote on this themselves? Don't you think they'll punt it to the people and then it'll be up in the air? I mean, especially in Washoe and Clark counties where the RTC passed legislation to be able to raise their taxes to repair the roads. When you are in Reno and you're paying 30 cents plus more than you're paying in Carson City for gasoline, you have to think about that you're already paying out a big chunk.
Yeah, are the commissioners gonna send it to the people?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. It's one thing to argue in favor of a tax increase, and people drive the roads every day, and they see the need. Then you ask the people to add another quarter cent to their whatever they're buying that day. I don't know. I don't. May happen, but Nevadans don't like to vote for taxes.
No, they don't. And you know, if it goes to a vote of the people, aren't you going to have to see a massive publicity campaign to convince people that this makes sense?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, and by the way, for the teachers, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that teachers are overpaid.
Right.
So, I mean, I think on the balancing on the other side of that is that people would like to see teachers get paid a reasonable amount of money.
Well, I think polls show that, you know, that people want to see teachers make more money. And I think that shows a commitment to education and, of course, the future. And I think education, as I've said it before, is really the passport out of poverty. And that was LBJ's statement. It really is true. It really helps folks. On the same token, I think people, when they want to raise taxes, they're resistant to doing it. And to Joe's point, we have some pretty high taxes in some of these counties. And you start purchasing a car or a wash machine or anything like that, and pretty soon you start adding on to those costs and people see it in the pocketbook. I think there are folks that can afford it. I think there are folks that can't afford it. So we'll see where it all goes.
And, you know, this now is also going to take a considerable amount of time. If this does end up having to go on the ballot, it's not going to be something that teachers is going to see this increase in money right away.
Well, but let's take a look at one of the other things in SB 543. There is absolutely nothing in that that differentiates between performance and non-performance. So you're going to give more money out for schools that are not doing a good job and will not change and will not improve. Both Joe and I have teachers.
But now, hang on.
I have retired teachers.
But hang on. Let's back up a second here. We're talking about pay raises for teachers, period.
I understand that. Okay. Both of our wives are retired teachers. Would they have done more if they got a pay raise? No. Okay. Our performance on education, and you know my pitch, it stinks and it has forever. Giving the teachers a pay raise is a needed thing to keep them there, but it's not. There's nothing in that which is going to improve the performance of the schools.
Do you think that that's part of this argument?
I think it should be, absolutely. And you know, if you go back 25, 30 years, as long as Ray and I have been doing this kind of work in Nevada, that's been part of the discussion. You know, led by organizations like the Nevada Taxpayers Association, things like that through the years. But nobody's talking about that now. Well, Ray just did.
But I have been for 30 years.
I've been talking about it for a long time. But yeah, I think it should be part of the discussion. Now, having said that, absolutely, as Ray said, teachers work hard and deserve to be compensated for that hard work that they do. Most of them do. But there are underperforming schools for a lot of reasons in Nevada, and I guess we could get into that discussion.
But doesn't that end up blowing up the whole discussion of teachers' raises? If you expect, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have that discussion, obviously we should, about how well schools are performing, but if we mix that into a 3% raise for teachers that have not gotten raises in years, doesn't that just blow up the whole thing and you end up not going anywhere with it?
Well, yeah, if there was a meaningful dialogue And that was part of the discussion. Frankly, I don't think it's going to be part of the discussion. I don't think it's going to blow anything up.
And you've already got Ruben Murillo, who was on the program just a week and a half ago, who was not happy with any of these discussions at this point. Mm-hmm. Doesn't appear to be any happier with what's come out so far.
You know, I think the devil is really in the details. If I can go back to some of Joe's comments, that it may or may not be part of the discussion. Sure, it needs to be part and parcel. But again, the devil is in the details, and how do you sort all of that out? This is a complicated and layered issue. I think the legislature is going to lean towards giving the raise and not take the second part of the discussion. So again, where does it go? I guess that's anybody's guess.
And the governor comes out of this saying, I didn't raise taxes, but I found the money, whether it happens or not.
Yeah. But he's not talking anything about doing anything to improve the quality of the programs. You know, we're still producing kids that are going through remediation if they go to higher education, and many of them shouldn't go. There's absolutely nothing in this bill that does anything about the career and technical education programs. It ignores the entire topic in the thing. Those are the one programs that have proven to work in the state, and we're ignoring that. In fact, actually, I think we're taking, the way that's worded, I think we're taking the funding which is dedicated to CTE away from the CTE programs and moving it across the entire spectrum. I think we're doing bad things in the bill.
Okay, and now you're talking about the Nevada plan that came out.
No, I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about the
Modenis's bill.
Modenis's bill.
Yes. Right, because I mean, just for those that may not be aware, there are two distinct things going on here. One is rejiggering the funding formulas,
mm-hmm. yep.
And then now you have, which dropped yesterday as we're taping this, which is the teachers' raises and where the money is going to come from.
Yeah, and you're having you're separating the two, and you can't separate the two because they're absolutely connected.
Okay, but let me throw out another thing in here, which may be a red herring, but you know, we import teachers, especially into Clark County. There's usually a 500-600 job openings in the Clark County School District each year that they need to fill. And now you're offering 3% raises over the biennium, or each year of the biennium. But look at rents. You know, they're going up way more than 3%. So are the teachers even going to benefit from this?
Now we've jumped from education to real estate. But
it's connected, isn't it?
No, it's a good question, Sam. The answer is a 6% raise at the end of the biennium, a total of 6%, won't cover the 15 or 20% rent increases that are new teachers are going to have to pay when they come here.
All right, let's take a break. More with our pundits when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah. Ah.
Ah! Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers on our All Pundits show here, we've got Andy Peterson, Ray Bacon, and Joe Guild. Wanted to ask about the LCB opinion that you don't need a two-thirds majority to extend the taxes that they want to extend.
You know, I think the LCB, you know, they do a great job overall, but I think oftentimes they probably reflect the powers that be. And so I think they're reflecting it here. I don't think that decision is going to stand. I think it's in the Constitution. That's my prediction, and we'll see what happens.
I agree.
Bring back Jim Givens.
Yep, Jim, bring back Jim Givens. I think this thing is, it's not going to survive.
You think, Joe, you agree that there's going to be a court challenge for Sotomayor?
It's problematic. Andy said the Constitution's pretty clear. This does raise a fee or a tax if they pass, and so that needs a two-thirds vote. And that sets up an incredible court battle that we may see.
And so if that were to occur, are you looking at special session, not getting this session out on time, et cetera?
All of the above.
Yeah.
And the governor's not going to want that.
No, he doesn't want that.
Or the majority leader, for that matter.
So it's a gamble on their part, and they're going to play the odds. Will there be a lawsuit? Will it be successful? But you're right, if they pass it as it is, and there's a constitutional crisis per se, that might be an overstatement, a constitutional crisis. But if there's a constitutional challenge, gosh, we could be back in special session to fill that hole.
And I remember quite a long time ago, where the Assembly needed one vote from the Republican caucus.
The mean 15.
to pass a tax increase and get out and get the session over with, and a very esteemed legislator agonized over that decision and finally decided for the good of the state that he should vote with the Democratic majority, not the supermajority, we left town on time.
Do you think there's a possibility of that happening again?
Sure, there's always a possibility. Yeah. you know, statesmanship, stateswomanship is a pretty powerful incentive. There's some great people in that building over there who think, when they really sit down and think about it, realize that the greater good is better than their particular position on a bill. So it could happen.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with our pundits after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here with Joe Guild, Ray Bacon, and Andy Peterson. So criminal justice reform, obviously a yes. huge deal. It's finally moved as we're taping this from the Assembly over to the Senate side. It was, the majority leader, who is a prosecutor, was talking about the positive points of the bill and things that she can work with, was not particularly pointing out what she considered to be the bad points of the
right.
bill. But what I've heard over and over again on this program is that Justice Hardesty was attempting to overachieve on this bill.
I think you're right. I think this is a huge effort. I think there are some parts of the bill that are very good, as the majority leader talked about. I think at the same token, there are some things that are very challenging, especially for business. The felony theft thresholds will go up. We can live with some of those. We've agreed to some of those. But there are some parts on pre-trial diversion, where a defendant would come in, get diverted into a program. He or she, if they're successful, great, but if they're not successful, now you start this whole process over again, and the district attorneys will be at a terrible disadvantage, because that case will be maybe a year and a half old or 2 years old, and how do you go back and prosecute that? So I think the challenge there is that this would be a catch and release kind of program for some folks if they figure it out. And I think from a business perspective, that's really bad, because we end up hiring people. We have a people shortage in this world, a workforce shortage, and you may not know whom you're hiring or what they may have done. And if they do get through the program, their record will be sealed. And again, we won't see that. So again, that's a challenge. That's one of the, what we think is one of the really bad parts of this bill. It needs a lot of tweaking on the Senate side from our perspective.
Ray, he just opened up a whole buffet for you.
Absolutely, and I'm not sure that there's time for the tweaking to take place. It's going to be interesting, and it's going to be very interesting as to what we wind up in the employment law situation. If I ask on an application, have you ever been arrested for a crime which was a felony or whatever type situation, that's likely to get thrown out, so you can't ask that question, okay? But the way they've changed the rules, if I don't ask the question, I'm buying a liability,
right?
And it's going to be very, very muddy water. I understand what they're trying to do. I actually think that some of this is corrections from the overshot on the massive increase in criminal punishments, 25, 30 years ago. But on the other side of that coin is, if you don't go open up the application process to give the employer some level of protection, we got a mess, and the trial lawyers are going to get really, really rich in the deal.
Okay, so you've got Democratic majorities, obviously one supermajority in both houses, and a Democratic governor. Is this going to come to fruition in some form or another, or is there even a potential that this bill could die because of the pressure that's coming to bear?
Tomorrow we have 17 days left, or today we have 17 days left. It's a lot of work to be done on a bill that has so much controversy associated with it, and the business community seems to be united, even with the Democratic majorities in both houses, Sam. You mentioned the majority leader. She's also on the Senate Finance Committee, and she also chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, and she's also the majority leader of her House. She's got a lot of things she has to do. Mm-hmm. And will it pass? I mean, it can pass, obviously, but there's a likelihood that more time is needed. There's a whole panoply of issues right now out there where a whole bunch of more time is needed, and you can't do stuff in 15 days down here. on some of these complicated, nuanced issues.
And it's interesting because, you know, this came off of a study. Mm-hmm. You know, Assemblyman Yeager has been working very hard mm-hmm. on this and diligently, accepting a lot of changes, you know, to what he originally put out there. Mm-hmm. And yet, you feel the same way as Joe, that this still could go down in flames?
I think it could go down in flames. Again, I think Joe laid out the scenario very, very well. There's a lot of work in 15 days. If you think about all the interested parties in this, the vested parties, gosh, I think it's going to be a challenge to get it done. Could it pass? Absolutely. Would the governor sign it? I think he would. But again, we'd have to come back the next session and do a lot of adjusting to make it right. In the meantime, I think a lot of businesses would be harmed.
The majority leader was saying that she wasn't feeling pressure from the district attorneys, but I know, for example, Chris Hicks, the Washoe County District Attorney, mm-hmm. was putting a lot of pressure on via this program.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you take a look at the murder case that's going on with the cooperation that's going on between Washoe and Douglas and things like that, and Carson as well, because of everything that's involved, if you think those three DAs aren't lined up in their position at this stage of the game, I think you haven't looked at the cards. They're pretty close together right now, so you got three for sure, and I think you can assume that if those three are lined up, that you picked up a lot of the rural DAs as well. Where Clark is, who knows?
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Great panel. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC, and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
In addition to NevadaNewsmakers.com, you can also watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.